Here we are at Enterprise Connect 2024, and I'm on the expo floor with Mahesh, Head of Product AI at Zoom. How's it going, Mahesh?
It is going well.
Great. How are you finding the show?
Show is in some ways overwhelming, but also illuminating. Get to see what everybody is doing. Get to find out what the latest and greatest is. So far, so good.
Well, you must be happy. I mean, AI is everywhere, and that's your world, isn't it? Tell us about what you do at Zoom.
AI? No, just to be facetious. Yeah, so I head up the AI product strategy at Zoom. So obviously, Zoom is has a wide portfolio of products. We're building generative AI with our flagship AI companion across many, many products. So we're thinking about the platform and the technology, but most importantly about how we can bring AI to bear to bring real customer value and actually prove its worth into to the enterprises we serve.
Well, I think that's what everyone wants to know, isn't it? Is how to use it, but how to use it in the right way and get that value. But before we jump into too much product and technology, let's talk about Zoom's big announcement, Zoom Workplace. Tell us more.
So Zoom Workplace is an exciting announcement for us. As I think most of your audience will have known Zoom from meetings, from chat, from phone, but we've ushered in a whole range of new products into the portfolio. So things like Notes, Whiteboard, Clips, and so on. And I think Zoom Workplace is really bringing all that together to bring the most value to our customers. So it really is the expansion of Zoom and the illustration of all the value we can bring across the entire workday to the knowledge worker, to organizations. And so we're very, very excited about that. And I think most importantly, you know, it's an AI-infused approach. You know, it's got AI companion woven throughout Zoom Workplace. And I think when we've taken a very modern AI-centric view, but with one key parameter in mind, like Zoom, it just has to work. The simplicity, ease of use, and, you know, just has to get people to the outcomes they want faster. And I think Workplace really embodies that.
So this is more than just a rebrand. This is a philosophy, a mindset, an approach that you're taking to, you know, the whole product technology, you know, roadmap and strategy going forward.
Absolutely. And it includes a number of very, very powerful features. So being able to do a number of new features in meetings, like multi-share and document collaboration, for example, in meetings, Zoom Team Chat, the evolution of Zoom Team Chat to have more shared spaces and tabs where people can get more work done, a meetings tab where all of the assets before, during, and after a meeting can be housed. So a meeting is not a moment in time. It's part of a continuum. So it's many, many, many different capabilities that have been brought together with a new design and a look and feel and a design, and really allowing organizations to personalize their approach as well. So it's much more than a rebrand. It really is the evolution. Some would say a revolution, but I'd say it's a very dramatic evolution of where Zoom was.
That's great. Thanks for explaining that. And in terms of announcements, we haven't got long enough to go through all the announcements that you made this week. But what I found particularly interesting that you know, a lot of organizations here at Enterprise Connect are talking about CX and contact center. They're talking about meeting experiences and that kind of thing. But, you know, Zoom's approach to AI is, again, across our whole platform. And one thing I wanted to just pick out and talk about was the Zoom Phone announcement and how you're working with AI Companion. And, you know, first of all, AI Companion, I mean, it's off the charts. How have you managed that adoption? And, you know, let's dig into that, some of those new features that you've got.
So September of last year, we released AI Companion to the market. And we were very excited to announce here that we have over 500,000 accounts that have enabled AI Companion. Usage is going up dramatically. We're seeing a lot of value being created. But AI Companion is an umbrella term because it applies to so many Zoom products. And I think that before we talk about phone in a moment, you know, we've already expanded to multiple products. So not only meetings, but chat, but whiteboard, and so on. And I think there are three reasons why I think it's been widely adopted. Number one, we've taken a federated approach to AI. It's very unique architecture. It's delivering. And we announced that, you know, some of our core features, in-meeting questions, 4 times faster than GPT-4. Our meeting summaries, 20% more accurate than GPT-4, 60% better at extracting action items. So a lot of quality that our federated AI is able to deliver for customers. Responsible AI, we made a very definitive statement about not using customer data to train. That's allowed train using their data at all, our models or third-party models. And then finally, actually creating value in these things, meeting summaries, you know, next steps and so on. So I think for us, the big announcement here, one of the two big announcements with AI was we went live with AI Companion for Zoom Phone. And Zoom Phone is obviously a very big business for Zoom. A lot of companies depend on Zoom Phone alongside our other product. And so we released AI Companion with multiple features. So the ability to summarize phone calls, a phone call summary, voicemail prioritization, which is a very cool feature, where if you have a number of voicemails, it will actually prioritize them in the order in which we think that you ought to respond to them. And it understands various signals to be able to do that.
I'd ask you how it does that, but I'm not going to.
I'm happy to explain it, but just trust me that it's very, very, very useful. And the third thing that we're doing, which one of my favorite features is when you have a voicemail, it actually does task tracking. So it'll come out in that voicemail and say, Rob, the customer needs you to call them back before 3 o'clock tomorrow. And they also need you to call Emily in finance about that overdue bill. The voicemail might have been a minute long. You may not have time to listen to it, but more importantly, now the tasks are available to you. So those are the features in Zoom Phone AI Companion that we went live with and announced today. So that was exciting. And then the second big announcement in AI was a new capability within AI Companion called Ask AI Companion. And this one has me really excited because what it does is it synthesizes all of these great AI value propositions into a new way of working and a true digital assistant. And the example we showed today was, I have a meeting with you tomorrow. I open my calendar. It has a button that says prepare. I click on it. AI Companion opens up. It looks at our prior meeting summaries, perhaps looks at prior meeting notes that we've had, a team chat thread where the team has talked about what should I talk to Rob about, and comes up and gives me a brief to prepare me well for this meeting because I'm so busy. And it also prepares a draft agenda for us and says, here's what the agenda should be. And in the future, we'll be pulling in the phone summaries, email, calendar, and many other things to truly make it valuable. But that's only one example of an action. But it's in a good example of something that sits across your workday. And so you're going to have AI Companion available to you in the Zoom client. Press the button, it's there for you. So it's like a digital assistant that we think, you know, really makes it invaluable.
Well, that sounds really cool. So another question for you.
Yeah.
It's 2025, it's Enterprise Connect. What's here at the show? What's Zoom doing? What do you think the future of AI technology looks like in UC collaboration and CX?
So aside from the traditional adoption curve that enterprises have and the learning about generative AI, I think, first of all, the ability to take this task-based architecture that I talked about, the task ability to do tasks on your behalf, it's going to continue to evolve. It's not going to become a human, but it's going to give human, superhuman capabilities by being able to do more and more complex tasks. So that's number one. The second thing I think we should talk about is multimodal. Many of your readers, viewers have probably seen Sora and the ability to create video. But I think in the enterprise, a lot of ability to create multimodal impact, whether it's images, video, text, documents, et cetera, is going to continue to expand. It's going to become easier and easier to create very rich outcomes from that. And the third thing is that all of these devices that we carry around with us, the laptops, the phones, are going to become AI devices. So just as the phone became a computer, I think all of us are going to be carrying around an LLM. And so we're going to be able to do very sophisticated activities, some of which has to go to the cloud and some of which can actually be done locally. And so when you have that kind of power, it's an enormous opportunity, but enterprises are going to have to think about how do they secure that local, that desktop, you know, we'll be able to keep data secure in on your machine, all those kinds of things. But it's going to open up a whole range of possibilities when all of us are walking around with an LLM in our pocket.
And that is a really exciting but kind of scary place, isn't it, when we're going to have that much power and control in our pockets. But you know, for now, Mahesh, it's always really great talking to you. Thank you so much, and enjoy the rest of the show.
Thank you so much, Rob. Appreciate it. Thank you, viewers. Thank you.